School safety is obviously a major concern for everyone, and today on the Deep Dive, we're looking into the modern tech solutions aimed at enhancing safety in K-12 schools. You shared a document outlining some key strategies, so our goal is really to understand how these technologies work, things like access control, communication, threat detection.
Right, and how they address the real challenges schools face day to day.
Exactly. Challenges like, controlling who gets into the building, responding quickly in an emergency, just having better eyes on things, and working smoothly with law enforcement.
A lot to juggle.
It really is.
Yeah.
So let's dive in. How do these solutions tackle those specific problems?
Well, the document highlights how tech is evolving. Let's start with smart access control. It's way more than just keys and locks now.
Right. It's about verifying identity, isn't it?
Yeah.
At basically every door.
Precisely.
So we're talking about things like keyless entry, maybe ID badge scanners, sometimes even facial recognition just to make sure only authorized people get in.
And visitor management is a big part of that. Tracking, screening guests.
Yeah, the document mentioned that. And electronic lockdown capabilities.
Yeah.
That sounds critical, being able to secure doors instantly.
Huge in an emergency. Plus, you have things like RFID or smart badges for students and staff, controlling who goes where within the school.
So that directly hits that challenge of, well, uncontrolled access. Creates a tighter perimeter.
It does. A much more controlled environment. Then, building on that, you've got AI-powered video surveillance.
Ah, okay, so this isn't just standard security cameras passively recording.
Not at all. It's a big step up. AI makes surveillance much smarter.
How so?
Well, the document talks about facial and object recognition, identifying potential threats proactively. Think AI noticing maybe unusual behavior or objects.
Interesting. So it can flag things for security teams in real time.
Exactly. Live monitoring with actual alerts, not just hoping someone spots something on a screen full of feeds. And crucially, it often integrates with law enforcement for a quicker response.
That makes sense. It overcomes that limitation of, just having eyeballs on monitors.
It adds a proactive layer, definitely, which kind of leads naturally into the next critical piece. Emergency notification and communication.
Right, because speed is everything in an emergency, getting the word out fast.
Absolutely vital. The document stresses instant mobile alerts, PA system announcements, getting information to everyone immediately.
And two-way communication tools for direct contact with police or responders.
Yes, direct lines of contact. And also automated emergency protocols.
Okay, what does that mean exactly?
It means preset actions can trigger automatically, like initiating a lockdown sequence, sending alerts, which cuts down confusion and saves precious time.
Got it. So it helps combat those emergency response delays we talked about earlier.
Precisely. That automation in the first few moments can be a real game changer.
Okay, so access control, AI surveillance, rapid communication. What's next? Prevention.
Exactly. The next step is trying to prevent incidents before they happen. That's where threat detection and incident reporting platforms come in.
Right, tools to get ahead of problems. This document mentioned mobile apps for reporting.
Yeah. Easy, often anonymous ways for students or staff to report concerns they see or hear.
That seems important for fostering a kind of speak-up culture.
It is. And then AI comes back into play with threat analysis, scanning data for patterns or warning signs humans might miss.
So, looking at reported incidents, maybe even social media chatter, if configured that way.
Potentially, yes. It depends on the system. The goal is using that data to get smarter about prevention strategies, data-driven insights, as the document called it.
Makes sense. It's about spotting potential issues early on.
Using technology almost like an early warning system. But, ultimately, as the document points out, none of these work in isolation. It's about the whole plan.
So it's not just buying one gadget. It's creating a layered approach, right? Integrating access, surveillance, communication, threat detection.
Exactly. A comprehensive system for prevention, detection, and effective response.
And the human element is still key. The document mentioned vulnerability assessments, staff training.
Crucial. The tech is a tool. You need well-thought-out protocols and people trained to use it properly for it to be truly effective.
Okay. So, wrapping up, it's clear these modern technologies offer some really significant ways to boost school safety. They add layers of protection and improve both prevention and response.
Agreed. It's a vital evolution in addressing safety concerns.
So, thinking about all these different pieces we've discussed, the access control, the AI watching, the instant alerts, the reporting tools, and considering those initial challenges, what do you think is maybe the most critical element for a truly comprehensive school safety plan? Definitely something to mull over.